Hello.
Hello, everybody. are we on?
Yeah. It's on.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
We have some fun, good things to get to this morning, but not before we mention, first of all, it is freezing in this office and I can barely feel my fingers. But that reminds me that fall is coming and it's like the good kind of fall where it's perfect for grilling out. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you're breaking down.
And you know what you need to grill out? You need Omaha steaks.
You need Omaha steaks. You totally do. God, you guys, I love Omaha steaks. I love it so much. I mean, they have like the bacon wrapped fillets. I want one right now. Is it weird to eat Omaha steaks for breakfast?
No.
Is that weird?
No.
Have the apple tartlets for breakfast. Breakfast is like having a Danish, but not. You know what I mean? It's like my take on the breakfast Danish, the apple tartlets. I think you should just have Omaha steaks breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You guys can do it. You can do it.
Well, you can, especially because the deluxe grill out assortment comes with like 30 different entrees. It's got all the things. And then if you get the deluxe grill out assortment and you use keyword chicks in the search field, chicks in the search field on omahasteaks.com, it takes you to like a whole other portal where where you get to see all the stuff that is in the deluxe grill out assortment, which again, like 30 different things. Plus, if you use that code, you get 50% off of the deluxe grill out assortment and 12 free steak burgers.
What?
That's a lot of food, man.
Go to omahasteaks.com, put in the keyword chicks, and save
50%.
That's right. Do it.
For real. You're going to love it. Okay. So I do have, I'm going to give you a sack attack. Just one sack attack. and so we talked about yesterday. We talked in this very show, on this very show yesterday, we talked about the fact that Joe Biden and his wife went on a date night to some hoity-toity seafood restaurant in D.C. There's video of them walking in or walking out. I'm not sure if they're being escorted in or escorted out. Regardless, it doesn't matter because neither one of them are wearing masks. All the security people, they're all masked up. Everybody in the restaurant's masked up because that's a law there, right? Or like it's a rule there. Anybody over the age of 2 inside, doesn't matter what your vax status is, you got to mask up. So who do you think asked a question about that in the presser yesterday?
Ducey. Ding, ding, ding. What do I win?
That's right.
That's right.
So she, I have to say, Jen Psaki is masterful at minimizing these issues, minimizing the appearance of the hypocrisy, like making Peter Ducey look like a jerk for asking.
Right.
She's so good at her job at lying.
She really is.
It's incredible.
How dare you?
So here is their little back and forth.
There is a mask requirement inside D.C. restaurants, yet President Biden and the First Lady were not wearing masks while walking around a D.C. restaurant on Saturday. Why?
Well, I think what we were referring to is a photo of them walking out of a restaurant after they had eaten, masks in hand, where they had not yet put them back on yet. So I would say, of course, there are moments when we all don't put masks back on as quickly as we should. But I don't think we should lose the forest through the trees here. And that our objective here is to get more people vaccinated, make sure that that schools and companies around the country can put in place requirements to save more lives and keep people safer. And, you know, not overly focus on moments in time that don't reflect overarching policy.
It was not just exiting the restaurant, though. He was walking through the restaurant with no mask on. There is a carve out for people under 2 or people who are actively eating or drinking. So I'm just curious why the president was doing this.
I think I just addressed it.
She actually did it. She didn't address it. She just like skirted around and then she started talking about forests and trees and how... how we all need to wear masks, but he doesn't, apparently, because he's the king and she's the queen, right? That's how it works. That's how
they are the elite.
Like, we have seen so many examples of this. Like, who's the chick that felt the spirit in her because Tony, remember it was San Francisco chick. Remember, she was like, Tony's playing this. I feel the spirit. So I gotta dance, you know? Remember? She's like, you can't hold me back when Tony's together.
You know? And who so was that?
can't remember her name. She's like London something, isn't it?
Oh, the mayor. The mayor, London Breen.
Right. She's like, listen, it's like if we're Tony's together, like I can't be expected to like do the things that y'all do because
that I'm telling you to do.
Because Tony. So does that mean that when I see, I don't know, my favorite band, like when you see Robbie Williams, when I see the Foos or something, I can't be expected to mask up?
No.
I feel the spirit, Mock.
It's moving inside of you.
Right. It's the spirit. And then therefore, the virus doesn't affect me. I have a force field.
Right.
Right. That's what, according to Democrat science.
Mm-hmm. London Breed, by the way, same chick who in San Francisco is like super, super mad at Walgreens because Walgreens had to shut down 5 of their locations, which are in the low income communities in the city. And they had to shut them down because they keep getting shoplifted because people like London Breed remove all consequences of shoplifting.
Right.
And so more people shoplift. That's the obvious conclusion. And so now she's mad. She's mad at Walgreens and she's like, you're just doing that because you're money grubbing, greedy people.
Right.
And Walgreens is like, no, actually, yeah. We spend 50 times more on security in those 5 locations because the people there can't not be criminals.
Yeah. Walgreens, meanwhile, is like, you are so dumb.
I mean, what in the world?
Listen, but you get what you deserve, right? I mean, you get the government you deserve. So people put this idiot in place and then they're like, I don't understand why things are so bad. I don't understand why there's poop on the street and syringes. I don't understand. Okay, well, you know, you give it to your, this is why I won't live there, right?
Yeah.
This is why people that don't want to live amongst feces don't live there, right?
I happened to catch a little bit of Kennedy last night where she was talking about that story. And she was like, oh, P.S. 800% of people living in San Francisco want to move.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly. My God.
She's so funny.
I love her.
There is a breaking story at the New York Post. New York Post did a story about the fact that there are these secret flights from Texas carrying migrant children to New York in the dead of night. Like at 2:00 in the morning, there are these secret flights that the federal government didn't want anybody to know about. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been, you know, flying children in the middle of the night to these itty bitty airports to just be part of these new communities.
Okay.
They've done it to New York and Florida.
So children. So then what do they do with these children once they get to their destination?
Glad you asked.
They're children. What are they doing?
Right. Well, they're unaccompanied minors.
Oh.
So they're children and teenagers.
Okay. So mm-hmm. like 17-year-olds are just like, we're just letting them go like wherever?
They say, because of course, when called on it, the federal government's not denying this. They're simply saying, oh yeah, this is like totally part of the process where we send these kids off to be reunited with their families or with a specified sponsor.
Oh, right.
They're with sponsors now.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I wonder if that'll change, like New York, you know, there's a lot of people in New York City, for example, who are like, bring on the immigrants, bring them all in. And it doesn't matter if they're illegal, bring them in. Let's be sanctuary city or whatever. So when that actually happens and these kids, these migrants are taking up tax dollars, then are they going to be mad or no? Like when it affects their own communities?
Yeah, we've always talked about like when it affects them, then they will they care, you know, but it's kind of like, you know, when Alyssa Milano used to scream about kids in cages, it's like, okay, well then take one into your home.
Yeah.
Now I don't, and I still don't see any of these jackhats taking any of these kids into their giant mansions. I don't see them doing that. None of them have done that today. I mean, there's
it's
like
so
we
weird.
Have it is it's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's way more people flooding our border. There's so many people that have come over illegally, and so these people are needing homes. Why haven't celebrities stepped up? I don't get it.
It's a really, really good question.
Why haven't they had so much room? Right. Why haven't the liberals that you know in your personal groups, I mean, you guys know liberals that were screaming about this probably on Facebook and whatnot. Why haven't they taken these people in into their homes? They probably have an extra bedroom. They probably have a guest bedroom. They could probably house one of these people. Why haven't they done that?
They have guest homes.
Right. You should ask them.
I mean, and so DeSantis's press secretary was like, if this is fine, why are you doing it secretly? Like, right. Why are you not telling us that you're bringing kids into our state?
Yeah.
How about you let us know that?
Yeah, it is pretty bizarre. And then I guess, you know, like the 17-year-olds will be 18 next year. And God, it's so convenient. They'll be able to vote.
I know. That's so weird. And then they'll be told this entire time, the reason that you get to stay is because of Joe Biden.
Right. Isn't that convenient how that works?
So
The Democrats have saved you. The Democrats have done that. Yeah, it's interesting.
It's infuriating. Mm-hmm. We talked yesterday about the hullabaloo at the Tennessee game. Now the SEC has fined Tennessee $250,000 and told them, hey, do your absolute best to use all your resources to figure out who the people were that threw the things and then don't let them come back. So you know Tennessee's going to be like, okay, we'll get right on that.
That's going to go over really well. It's going to be like this administration's DOJ, like rooting out actual corruption. It's not going to. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I mean, they threw some people out. I don't know if they got their names while they were throwing them out, but like, I don't know how they're going to figure out who threw things.
They're not. And then, they're going to pay the fine and just go on with it.
Yeah.
It's, for crying out loud.
I mean, there's no excuse for the bad behavior,
No.
Like, but what is really going to happen?
Lane Kiffin is still a jerk. The kids were jerks. Lane Kiffin is a jerk.
Everybody's a jerk. The officials were jerks. Literally everybody in this situation was a jerk.
That's how I feel about all that. I mean, I went to Tennessee and I don't like Lane Kiffin. I remember when we went through all that stuff and I was like, God, that guy's a jerk. But I mean, it doesn't excuse the behavior, but still.
But like, look at the world. Like, everybody is awful now. You know what I mean? Everybody just misbehaves all the time.
Right.
Uh-huh. Meanwhile, speaking of college football, Washington State coach Rolovich has been let go because he won't get the jab. So it even happens to high paid football coaches.
That's fantastic.
And he didn't get his exemption approved. It just seems so weird that we're doing, like, there's so many people now in across every industry that are losing their jobs over this. And it just seems so pointless, especially in the professions that we're really hurting, like police and healthcare.
Right.
Why are we doing this?
And I was at the grocery store last night, and I got to tell you, the shelves are looking emptier and emptier. And it's the supply chain is it's starting to break down. The system is starting to break down. It's because people are going to, and it's going to get worse, going to get way worse when people start leaving their jobs and they start going, yeah, I'm not going to get the job. I'm going to go ahead and leave my job. Democrats will be sorry about this. Everybody's going to be sorry about this because our system will start breaking. I'm not trying to be an alarmist. I'm just saying you can't survive on like when you tell people you can't work, you can't do this unless you do this. People are going to be like, all right, well, this is how I feel about that. And then what are you going to do? Because, you know, Joe Biden has never worked a real freaking job in his life. Most of these 90% of these politicians have never worked a real job in their lives. And so they don't understand. They think they understand, you know, like the Pete Buttigieg just thinks he understands like the supply chain. He doesn't understand the supply chain. He doesn't understand what this is. He doesn't understand like who works in these jobs. He doesn't understand these people. And so, you know, these people are going to leave. The system is going to break down. And then what? Then what are you going to do? Like, how are you going to backtrack on that? What are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, things are borked. And I'm glad you brought up Mayor Pete because I do have a story about him. But first, you guys, we have very exciting news about MyPillow. Oh, my gosh. So guess what we found out yesterday? We are officially special enough to have our very own MyPillow site.
You know, my response to this, you guys, was I said, you guys, it's like if you ever saw the movie about last night, it's like when Rob Lowe's character gave Demi Moore's character her own drawer. Do you remember that? And she was like, I get a drawer, Dan.
A whole drawer.
Yeah. And so that's us. We got our own drawer. Like,
we got our own drawer at MyPillow.
We did. We got our own drawer, you guys. We're so excited about it. Yeah, this is a big deal.
So now when you go to now you instead of going to MyPillow.com and like using code chicks, now you just go to MyPillow.com/chicks.
So excited.
And then you see all the things and then you get all the discounts. Isn't that amazing?
We have like our own little landing site.
It's our own little landing page. Uh-huh. It's our own drawer at MyPillow.
It's our drawer. We have a drawer. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you can use that landing site, MyPillow.com/chicks, to get discounts on literally every product that they have. And you will love all of them. Yeah. Right now, the big special is the buy one, get one offer on their Giza Dream Sheets, are amazingly luxurious. And you will love them and you should get
them. Fantastic. So go to our landing page. Do it. Go. We want to have like people go to our landing page and like see all the things. So go do it.
Like crash the site, you guys.
Yeah, do it.
Crash it. Okay, so Mayor Pete, you brought up Mayor Pete. There's another thing that's been apparently keeping him and Chasten busy besides just being on paternity leave. I was so mad when I read this. He has a new documentary coming out on Amazon Prime about him.
I saw that. Did you see the trailer?
Yes.
It's so phony and staged, and I
can't. Oh my God.
And everything is like gay, 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 gay. You know,
it's just
like,
the gayest.
Because it's like, because this is the, this is, listen, we've talked about this before. There is a stark difference between gay conservatives and liberal conservatives. Gay conservatives are just like, that doesn't define me. You know what I mean? I'm a person doing the things. I just happen to be gay.
Yeah. It's like, not their entire identity.
Right. Liberal gays, it literally defines who they are.
Everything through that lens.
Through the prism of gayness. And so mm-hmm. it's always been very odd to
prism
me.
Prism of gayness should be the name of a band.
Yes.
Prism of gayness.
Again, opening for Veruca Salt. It's like, I don't know if they'd open for Veruca Salt. I think they would probably, who would they open for? Who would Prism of Gayness?
Pet Shop Boys.
The Pet Shop Boys. They would open for the Pet Shop Boys. They totally would. Yeah. So, but I mean, West End girls. Yeah. So anyways, I just feel like they look through the prism of gayness with everything that they do. And yeah. It's no exception. Like if you watch this trailer, it's like, okay, but who are you as a person besides the gayness?
Right. Besides like where you decide to stick your junk.
Right.
Like who gives a crap?
Right. I don't care about that. I don't care.
But that is the focus of this documentary. It comes out November 12th on Amazon Prime. It'll probably get like all the accolades from the critics, and then regular people will be like, this is dumb.
Right.
For real. But speaking of amazing things that are coming to television, I am so excited about this. I can hardly see.
Oh my God. What?
Well, and I don't have Hulu, but now I probably am going to have to. Hulu, they have just bought the rights to History of the World Part 2. And Mel Brooks is in charge, man. And I cannot contain my excitement.
Okay.
As long as he does it like the way that he did History of the World Part 1.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was just going to say, do you really think? I don't know. I don't think it's going to be like that, Mom. I don't.
Don't be Captain Bring Down.
I'm being Captain Bring Down. I'm Captain Bring Down. I'm being it right now because I think he's gotten kind of woke.
No.
So there's nothing, you cannot go back to like the 70s when that was made?
81.
Okay, 80. There's no way. 81 was a completely different time. I mean,
reminisce a little bit? Can we just reminisce for a quick second?
No. Yes?
Very nice selection. I'm going to start on this one.
The best, you guys. The best. There we go.
Yes?
Like one of the greatest ever. This is the thing. You can't. I don't think he's gonna do it like he did it back in 81.
I need it to be like that. I need it.
No one was politically correct back then. Now everybody's like, I mean, over the top politically correct now. Over the top. And like walking on eggshells. So I don't know.
Can I have another one?
Yeah.
Yes. Could you please step on the same foot at the same time?
Oh my God, I love her.
It's a falling. Empress Nymphoria.
And then she's like, Miriam.
I love her so much.
There's just no one more amazing than Madeline Kahn.
No, she was the greatest. The greatest,
you guys. The queen.
Yes.
Anyway, that is coming. Let me see if I have details on the when. It is... He is 95, by the way.
Oh, my God.
95.
Maybe he doesn't care, but what would really upset me is if they do a part two and it sucks so hard. That will make me really upset. You know, I'm not trying to be Captain Bring Down, but I don't want it to suck so hard that it shadows the original.
Yeah. Now you're like really bringing me down though, man.
I'm not trying to. I'm just telling you, I hate it when they do that, you know?
Well, it says production on History of the World Part 2 is scheduled to begin in the spring of 2022, and the writer's room will first meet later this month. So, I mean, they're writing, they're in progress, and I'm hoping for the best because there are no words to describe my love for that movie.
Hey, we're the Chicks. We're coming at you, and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks. Kanye's name has officially been changed to just the Y-E. So how did we decide that that's pronounced? Is it Ye or Ye?
I would imagine it'd be Ye because his name is Kanye.
Right. But then it's also Yeezy. And so then I never know exactly.
That's right. I don't care.
Imagine your name being Yay.
That should totally be your name. Yay.
That's how I would say it. I wouldn't be like, hi, I'm Yay. I'd be like, I'm Yay.
It would totally be the way.
And if he's not doing it, it's a waste of a name, honestly.
I know, right? I agree. Totally.
You guys, some gossip before we get to talks. Huma Abedin's book, apparently she has written a book, and that is either out or coming out soon. And the New York Post had a couple of little tidbits from it, which included like the moment where Anthony Weiner admitted to her that he sent the crotch shot. And then the New York Post said that she was caught in the crotch fire. And I love them for that.
Somebody needs to redo the Stevie Ray Vaughan song, Caught in the Crotch Fire. Somebody needs to redo it immediately. And also, I'd like to know, does Huma live like in a guest house behind Hillary and Bill's house? Like, where does she?
She lives with them.
I think she must live like she lived because, you know, the Hillary and Bill don't live together. Let's all get real. They live apart.
Live in the same house
or they live in the same compound, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
They probably live in the same compound because they probably live in a giant compound. They live in the same house. But then Hillary and Huma probably live together, right? Isn't that what's...
They probably share a room, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, I obviously am not encouraging anyone to buy that book. But if you see it in a library or like a friend of yours has it...
Just page through it
because it sounds like there's some good gossip in there that would be fun to read.
It's going to be 75% off, like at the half price bookstore in about 2 months. Right?
You're probably right. All right, let's get to some talks. I've got some very, very fun animals for you today. First of all, let's start with a new TikTok trend. There's a new TikTok trend about what you should do to your dog. It says, gasp at your dog and see what they do.
Gasp at your dog and see what they do. gasp at your dog and see what they do.
Oh God, I love it. We're going to have to do this.
I totally want to try it.
Yeah, we're going to have to do it. I think my dog would do nothing. They would just sit and do nothing. Nothing.
Also, this is not a dog video, but it's this guy who I just feel with my soul. Listen.
People who tell me go big or go home really underestimate my willingness to go home. Don't play with me because I will go home. I will go home because that's usually all I want to do. It's literally the goal for most of the day.
Right.
People who tell me.
Right. True. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Right. I feel you. And I live in the, like, right now in the worst environment ever, and I still want to be here. This is where I want to be more than any place in the world. Right.
By the way, did you want to admit to the watchers and listeners what you admitted to me before?
I can't. Okay. I'm not going to admit that out loud. I'm not going to admit it out loud. People are all going to be wondering what it is. Like, what is it?
Well, I mean, you don't have to be specific.
It's something about, there's something that's going on. maybe I can crap this. There's something that's going on that I'm supposed to be doing, but I would rather be watching one of my favorite shows. And I was like, I'd rather, like, rather than do this huge thing, I'd rather be sitting at home with a bowl of popcorn watching one of my favorite shows. And, like, that is what I'd rather be doing. Like, that's where I am in my life. Like, I've been waiting for the show to be, you guys know what I'm talking, I've been waiting for the show for like a year and a half to have season four. And I'm like, I just want to be home watching that show that night rather than being out anywhere. That's where I want to be, is watching the show.
Are you saying the name of the show? Or are you like secret? Are you being secret
I think
about
that? People probably know what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right.
if they're lovers of the show, they probably know.
Okay.
All right, everybody bring it in. You can hug Cap. Everybody bring it in. It's Tuesday today, right? Today's Tuesday?
Yes, it is.
Senator Marsha Blackburn joins me to discuss the Biden administration refusing to let the Border Patrol do its job, but is giving money to human smugglers. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest edition of The Sarah Carter Show, I'll also discuss the growing desperation in Afghanistan. Subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.